It's Sunday, October 16th, 2016, and you are listening to Roms Over Baghdad, the show where the audience is made up and the points don't matter.
I know
my name
that
is Jake.
Intro. I remember that intro.
Can I be Ryan Stiles?
Sure. Mary's here, also known as Ryan Stiles.
Hi, I'm on the Drew Carey show, too, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's right, he was.
His
DJ's here as his cast member of Whose Line Is It Anyway of choice.
Who's the bald guy who wasn't quite bald, but they all gave him shit? Canadian.
Colin Mockery?
Yes. Colin Mockery.
Colin
the best,
was the best, yeah.
Why do I know all of their names?
Because that show is
so
awesome.
Good. Yes.
So are you Wayne Brady then, iPizza? Or are you, which host are you? I don't know.
I'm Drew Carey.
Okay.
Albie is relegated to Wayne Brady.
He does like to sing, so I mean, it makes
sense.
This is a podcast about video games, kind of.
And we improvise everything. We just make it up.
Yeah,
like
we just
email
go,
and suggestions.
Yeah. We don't even have any emails. We have no emails.
Never.
Tweet us about anime boobs. I don't know.
Welcome to Roms Over Baghdad, where the emails are made up and the points don't matter.
Yeah, really.
Hey, guess Ben.
Good. Playing lots of video games that aren't new, but whatever. Who cares? They still count, right? I don't know.
Try to clear out your backlog before the holiday season?
Not really. It's more like playing video games I've played 50,000 times before because they're like 19 years old and I don't know. It's fun.
Is one of them Dragon Quest? Yeah.
That one's pretty old too, but I think that one's more like 16 years old, like technically. Like,
right.
I don't know. I think that was around like, well, I don't know when the Japanese release came out. Blah, blah, blah. Let's talk about nerd shit some more. Go.
Talk about some Japanese video games.
Yeah, really.
Oh, you weren't, Mary, you weren't here for the super hot news last week. I feel we should reiterate it for you.
Super hot. Super hot.
And it's that there's a new Senran Kagura game coming out. It's
yeah,
first person.
I heard about that. I thought you were going to talk about like the Princess Maker VR or something, because that's the real hot news. It really is. I mean, daughter raising in the virtual reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking weird.
Have you played
any
more of two? Have you played any more of it?
Yeah, I mean, they did fix the faith bug where your stat won't automatically like lower to zero if you have too many items anymore. So that's nice that they fixed that. But the ending letter still isn't translated, and the translation just makes me mad when I try and play it. So nope, I've been playing other games instead. But I don't regret buying it, I guess. Well, kind of I do, because I could have spent that money on Thumper now, which I want to play. So, I don't know. Whatever. Whatever. At least I got to tell people that translation is dog shit, so, okay.
Does Thumper look good without VR? Is it still pretty good, like a rhythm game?
I mean, it doesn't look very complicated. Like, there are only so many motions you can do. So it's not, like, super insane, like, Idolmaster, where there are, like, all sorts of crazy slides and shit like that from what I've seen of video footage. But I like the whole, like, graphics demo, like, style of it. Like, it looks really cool, so that's what makes me want to try and play it, and I don't know, it looks cool. I wish I had a VR headset, though, because that looks, like, way better in VR, just having that shit surround you.
Right. But do you want a PSVR headset?
I don't want to spend the money on a PSVR headset. I don't want to spend the money on any VR headset right now, really.
Yeah, when the VR was all said and done and the PSVR finally came out, it just kind of confirmed my thing of maybe I'll wait for like Gen 2 or something and pray that Gen 1 is cheap.
Yeah, like I'm sure we all watched those streams, and yeah, I was like, eh, I'm good. Thank you.
I am probably gonna get the whatever the second rev of the Vive is.
Right.
Because those new controllers that we're gonna talk about,
Yeah.
those look pretty sweet.
Oh, they actually like showed off the new controllers. Interesting.
Yeah, there's
Yeah,
some videos like
click those links. Sorry.
a little foreshadowing. That's all right. That's all right. Play this thing by ear.
What was I gonna say? Oh yeah,
And
and another side news thing. You can now buy the HoloLens dev kit in the UK if you are like a company that it's kind of worthwhile for, but they only cost a measly like £3,800. That's so such a bargain. It's not.
Man, you guys got the twice, like just the translate it over. Like, I think they were like $3,000 over here, the dev kit. So
Yep.
that sounds about right. Yeah.
Hashtag thank you, Brexit. I'm bringing hashtags to this.
Boo. Also, do they talk about hashtags on Whose Line? I bet they do. I bet they do now.
Probably now, yeah. I haven't seen any modern episode, or well, the past few years, I've probably seen.
Didn't Girlwood Lady, Ubisoft, Aisha Tyler, didn't
Aisha
she
Tyler?
host it? Doesn't she host it
She
now?
did, yeah. I think she does host it right now too. Yeah. I guess I was thinking of that At Midnight show where they like do the Twitter viral improv bullshit stuff. So yeah, I don't know. The internet.
Did you play anything else, Mary?
Oh yeah, a whole bunch of Overwatch. Like basically ever since they brought out all of the Halloween stuff, I have been playing a shit ton of it with Gary. Like pretty much when he's home, like we're playing Overwatch together basically right now. We both spent money on loot boxes and I'm very
Boo.
sorry. Yeah, I know. It wasn't that much. It was we didn't spend like $40. We just both bought like, well, I bought $10 and he bought $5. But yeah, it was bad. And then I got super mad because like I got no Halloween skins whatsoever, like when I paid loot boxes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And then, like, Gary got nothing on all of his, except on his very last loot box, he got the Witch Mercy skin. And I got fucking mad. But then, like, we were playing a whole bunch of matches right after that. And I earned a loot box. And every time we earn a loot box, we stop playing. And the other walks to the other one's computer and we get to both watch the loot being opened and stuff, and like right after I opened up and got the Witch Mercy, so that was good. And now we're done pretty much, because also Gary just got like that Reinhardt skin that he wanted, the Halloween one,
That
so
one's pretty cool. I like that one.
Yeah, I
it is
like it.
cool. It's not expensive either to just like buy or whatever, but yeah, I'm not gonna buy anything else. I bought that "You are already dead," like Fist of the North Star Kenshiro line that Hanzo says, and that's it. That's all that I had to have like right away, like instantly. And hopefully I earn shit, because it's still a while until actual real Halloween, so maybe I'll earn all this crap by the time it's over, hopefully.
Get all your duplicates. Get Witch Mercy again.
Yeah, I mean the duplicates have already happened. Yeah, it's sad. I mean it. I probably shouldn't have spent money. I
So
like opening loot boxes. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
my plan is to grind away, grind, grind, grind. Thankfully, I just got to level 101 last night, so I've been waiting like the whole day to group up with people to get the 20 XP bonus, and no one is playing for some reason. But yeah, I should have easy loot boxes for the next 15 or so levels. And on the last day, if I don't have whatever skin, hint, hint, Witch Mercy, I'll either buy it with credits that I have, or I'll buy loot boxes. But only then will I buy the loot boxes.
Yeah, I just couldn't wait. I was like, I want something good right now. I want to be able to use it while I'm grinding. I was like, I want to look fancy during the whole Halloween thing. And yeah, I got Witch Mercy, and then I never placed Mercy. So that was a great plan. Way to go, me. But yeah, what do you think of the new Brawl event for like the Halloween stuff, Junkenstein Revenge thingy?
From what I've played, it's pretty fun. It's at least made me learn characters like Hanzo and Anna a lot more. But it really does seem like everyone kind of has a role in it. Like you have to, kind of like you have to play your class. You kind of have to do your targets if you want to, for example, complete normal mode without any damage to the door, which is what me,
for sure, yeah,
Albi and a couple others did two nights ago or something. Spent like 3 hours doing it, just grinding away.
You guys actually got it though? Like nobody hit the door? Holy crap.
Yeah, at about 3:34 a.m. my time, we finally did
Jesus.
It.
Why?
Yeah. I had the day off
of
work.
Do you get anything
the time.
For that?
Some weird achievement. Yep, Chivos.
Oh, okay. Okay, I guess. Do you get like an avatar reward or some shit too?
I don't think so. I think it's just an achievement.
God. Why? Why? Nobody even looks at those achievements.
Rain really wanted to do it.
Okay, yeah, I mean, that mode is pretty fun, and it is, I mean, the story cutscenes that they interject in there, and the way you super have to play your role and your class to survive, it's an okay mode. I don't know. I wish there were more characters available, or I wish that was like a more fleshed out thing and they had more of these story modes with like different characters you could pick, because like, it's a fun way to play.
Maybe if it was like a little longer, like give more XP or something, but more than like 4 or so waves of something, because that's kind of what it is. On normal, at least, it's really easy to figure out all the waves and what you need to do. It's just
where exactly you need to be.
But the most annoying thing I find with that brawl is, like, it's really cool the first 4 or so times that it happens when it slows down for each new character coming in and whatnot. But after the, like, 20th time you've played that brawl, it just gets really annoying that, like, you have to slow down because here's the Reaper or here's Junkenstein himself. Like, we already know. I just want to rush and grind this.
And if you're in the middle of, like, trying to kill dudes and it takes you out of there to zoom in on some story bullshit you've already seen, it's annoying.
Although, it's a nice thing because interactions still slightly work while it's slowing down. So, for example, as a soldier, usually when it slows down for Reaper or Witch or anything, I instantly pop the, like, health circle.
Yeah, the heal.
Then, yeah, and by the time it comes back, it's already there healing people up. So, it's nice in that sense. You get all those things early on, set up early on. But, yeah.
I like it better than Lucio Ball.
Oh, yeah, Lucio Ball was interesting in that it kind of felt half complete. Like, they figured, it's close enough.
I mean, it was really different. I'll give them that. I don't know. I didn't want to play it, but okay. Speaking of games that nobody else wants to play, but I'm playing, Granblue Fantasy is doing a shit ton of crossovers with Idolmaster and vice versa, so I am going hard as hell on both of them right now. I'm grinding. Like, I will have 2 browser games open at once side by side, and I click on one and then click on the other, and I feel very sad doing so. But yeah, like, now there is an Uematsu song in Idolmaster, so that's kind of cool. I have 6 Idolmaster idols in my turn-based RPG, and they look cool, and they have all the same voice acting, and one of their events is actually in English, so you can read all of this Idolmaster crap, and it's in English, and that's kind of cool. That's actually really cool. You guys remember this weird Idolmaster Oktoberfest card that I said I wanted to get? And, like, in the background, it looks like Germany, and there's this blonde, like, worst vendor in the background?
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
Okay, yeah, now that's ringing a bell.
Okay, well, apparently he is now, like, more meme than man or some shit, because they made him a boss in this new Grand Blue event. Like, he is a full-fledged boss that you fight, and one of the weapons you get in this event is, like, a SSR weapon of a coiled sausage, like, that same worst thingy. And, like, your special attack, when it's all charged up, that weapon, like, he comes out and rushes onto the screen and attacks people. It's dumb as hell, and I like it, so.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really stupid, and I like it, so I'm playing it a bunch, and yeah, I like it. It's stupid. I'm getting a lot of free stuff without having to spend money, so that's always nice. And it's Idolmaster, so yeah, I like it.
For now.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Idolmaster, there's this new concert thingy going on this weekend, and at it, they announced that there's a new anime coming. Oh boy. Music, because it's an idol anime. No, they have a trailer video out on YouTube, and it's pretty good.
Is it?
I mean, it's pretty good as in pretty stupid, because this new anime is all like gag anime where they're all super deformed, and it's based off of these like 5-panel comics. So it's like the stupid Attack on Titan junior high, like Naruto SD bullshit. So nobody else is going to watch it except for me, and I'm sorry.
Can you actually like pay for things in Grand Blue yet? Is it still in beta? Because I'm not sure.
Well, it's weird. Like, this English version just exists on, like, the Japanese version of the game. And when you start it, you just pick English. Like, you can go to their website and make an account and everything. But when you go to, like, buy stuff, that part is in Japanese. Apparently, you can use, like, Google Play money super easily, but I have never done that. I've only done stuff through like iOS, and it works fine that way for me, and I have spent money on it, and I'm sorry. But I got a lot of SSRs. The SSR rate is like 3% instead of 1.5%, so okay. I mean, best value. Hey, my like fire and earth and light teams are all pretty fucking good. Thanks to the money. Not really. I don't know. I haven't spent that much. You get a ton of free shit in that game, so I haven't really felt the need to spend any more money in it. A game that I haven't spent money on for, like, a long time. These are terrible segues. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Castlevania. That's another game I'm playing. I've been watching Giant Bomb stream Symphony of the Night a lot. And that's one of my favorite games ever. And it's around Halloween time, and it's been a while since I played it. So I started a new game on the 360, and it's a lot of fun. Yesterday I got to the Inverted Castle. I have all of the familiars. I don't know. I got his standard Alucard sword and his Twilight cape. Whoopee! I mean, it's a ton of fun going through and playing this again, and I've luckily forgotten enough from the last time I played it to where it's fun exploring, and I'm not having to backtrack a shit ton or anything. It's just a ton of fun to play. Getting good drops. I have all these crazy food items like parfaits and natto and sushi. I don't know. That game's great.
Natto's in the game? Okay.
Yeah, it just says, like, fermented soybeans, and it's like, okay, and natto is, like, spelled weird, but whatever. The translation of that game sucks. I don't know what the hell is up with that, but...
Wait, how did they spell it?
N-A-T-O-U.
Ooh, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Like, I've never seen it spelled that way before, but whatever. I knew what they meant, so it still works, I guess. It's better than Princess Maker's translation. Goddamn. I'm still playing Forza Horizon 3. Plazing. Plazing it a lot. Yeah, at blazing speeds. Yeah, I should change my license plate to 420 miles per hour. Yeah. It's fun. My Naruto Ford Escort that I souped up is pretty fucking good. challenged me to a race. I don't know. I have fun just making stupid, shitty cars very good. And also just, like, finding weird-ass replica cars, like that Mr. Bean three-wheeled car. And, like, oh, here's the Mad Max car. Like, that kind of shit. Like, I'm just fantasying it up in my racing game, which is kind of dumb, but it's fun.
The, Toyota Sprinter Truno. I'm blanking on the anime that made that car super popular.
Initial D? Yes. Like, there are multiple Initial D cars, and they're like, so they have the skins. Red Suns and the Night Kids and all that shit. And yeah, I'm getting all of them because that's so awesome. Yeah. There's like, I wish there was a good, like, downhill race. Like, I'm not expecting there to be, like, Mount Akina in there or whatever. There's, like, what's a good part?
There's
Tell me.
Like, near the northwest, kind of northwest, kind of mid-northwest of the map, there's some actual superb, like, super tight hairpin bends that go downhill. It's kind of on dirt, though, but I think there is another piece which is on road where there's a downhill super hairpin. I'd have to actually search and locate them, but yeah, there's a couple. There's a couple where you can put on some Eurobeat music in the nighttime.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up because most of the drifting areas I found were on dirt roads, and I'm like, yeah, this is slippy, but I was thinking more like nighttime and maybe raining on a road driving downhill. So yeah, send me that later. Like, circle some maps in MS Paint or some shit.
They went, like, full into the Sprinter Truno as well. If you upgrade it, so my A-class Sprinter Truno is just, like, it's so easy to drift around corners at top speed. It's so good. Plus, it destroys other cars in the A-class it's in. Or when I go online, it just rapidly accelerates away from them. It's really fun.
Yeah, like, I saw that there was, like, a class race you could make, or, like, class of race, where it was, like, Tuner Masters, and it was all just, like, a category of cars that you could soup up, like, crazy really easy, and that's a cool category, because, yeah, Forza does have a lot of those options in there, and it's fun. And I suck at upgrading cars. I mainly just do the auto upgrade, because that shit's too complicated, like y'all were talking about.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's just a lot easier. I will say they recently patched the game, like, 2 or so days ago. And the menu system is a lot more controllable now. If you hold down, like, I don't know if you noticed when you change rims on the car. If you hold down right, it just, like, freezes and then you have to let go and then it appears on a random rim. It doesn't quite do that anymore. It still kind of jumps, but you can actually see the rims flying across. It seems like this patch is the patch that people wanted. Where, like,
yeah, it sounds like that was broken before or something, yeah, and it wasn't just displaying correctly. That's weird.
So, like, the menus are actually responsive. You can actually see it flow properly better now. Surfers Bay, there's one road, like, with the tram line section that's still guaranteed to drop, like, 10 frames. I don't know why. Just that one road, but it's just that road now for me. Everywhere else is full 60. I can't see any jitter, the, like, quick slowdown in refresh rates or anything. It's all perfect now for me, at least. So,
okay,
I think
cool.
This is the patch people wanted.
I mean, I guess I will start that patch downloading tonight, and maybe it'll be done in the morning.
Yeah, I'll quickly go through what I have with Forza Horizon 3. I'm mostly just playing online now because you get a ton of XP and it's actually getting really hard for me to find brand new anime skins to put on my cars because I can't. My ideal goal is to collect every car and have a unique anime lady on each car. If I can't find an anime skin for the car, I either don't buy it or I never drive it until it has one. But yeah.
Well, you know what that means. You're now on, like, the path to anime skin creation.
No. That's going to take way... That's way too much effort. I can't deal with that.
I mean, I can deal with that. That sounds like totally my shit, and I have been waiting for an opportunity to make anime skins for cars. Just send me a list of all the cars that need anime skins, and I will fulfill that need.
You do
and
realize...
I'm not kidding.
I don't know how they do it, but I think originally they used vector-based designs. I don't think
I
you can
learn.
Just import...
I will learn how to do vector, like, PSD shit. I will learn it.
As a side note, I think I found a Himoto Umaru Mazda
MX-5. I have
MX-5.
That Umaru car.
Okay, yeah. Good. I was going to say, I know you like that anime.
Yeah, no, I found that and instantly got it.
And the last thing I want to say is just kind of a PSA for people playing Forza Horizon 3. Turns out with that update, they snuck it in that, you know, with the wheel spins or whatever, you could sometimes get a Horizon Edition car. It turns out those are actually limited edition, so all the old Horizon Edition cars have been removed, but there's a bunch of new Horizon Edition cars you can earn. So,
what?
Yeah, I didn't realize
they,
this
like,
was a thing, too.
They, limited the Forza cars? Like, it's Idolmaster? Like, kinda. Limited Horizon? Oh, mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure they'll bring back them later, and
sure,
then that's when you need to come back and play.
Yeah, like
oh
a
my
Horizon
God,
Edition week
no.
or something. But yeah, you can still buy them in the auction house if you've got the money to do so and whatnot. But yeah, just saying that turns out you actually need to kind of play the game if you want to be the collector guy, the crazy guy like me.
So yeah, if you want to be crazy, you have to really get crazy. And no, I hate auction houses. No.
I just find the Horizon 3 auction house so slow and boring and
it's
time
broken
consuming.
Most of the time when I try and use it too.
Yeah, it doesn't update nicely and it's pretty trash.
Yeah, like I'll try and buy something from the store and like 75% of the time, like I haven't downloaded this new patch yet, maybe that'll help, but like 75% of the time it's like cannot contact store, and I'm like, well, what the fuck, it's online and it doesn't work until I quit and restart the game. So, and then sometimes it doesn't work even after that.
That's doofy. That's real bad.
Yeah.
I haven't had that before. I've usually just had, like, go into this auction, try and place a bid. Oh, bid can't work, and then I have to refresh the whole auction house because it doesn't refresh itself.
To be fair, it might be my router because it's been acting like a hunk of shit lately, so it could be either. Speaking of hunks of shit...
I was going to make that segue, really. But I'm glad you did.
No, I really like Dragon Quest VII, but I am totally not playing it. I am super slow at playing this game. Like, I am being as casual as the actual game itself. Like, it doesn't give a shit about your time, so I am going to play it as I like. I mean, sure, this new 3DS version is a little bit faster. Like, they have trimmed it down a little bit, but it's still a slow-ass JRPG, and you have to like that. And I do, but only at certain times. And a lot of time is, like, it's because I'm watching something boring on TV, like Frasier, or because I'm sitting in bed and about to go to sleep, and Dragon Quest is really good at lulling me to sleep because everything's so, like, chill and homey, and it's just like, here's a little nice little standard fantasy story where I saved a town from being killed by robots by some weird mad scientist guy that wanted to recreate his wife, like his dead wife, into a robot maid, and he turned his robot maid into an attack weapon, and we killed all the other evil robots, and everything was fine. Like, those are the kinds of chill stories that are in Dragon Quest, and yeah. It's fun.
So, is this on the Vita or something? Where are you playing this on?
This is the 3DS. Like, I don't know. I kind of wish I had just waited for Dragon Quest Builders because I still haven't reached the point that I reached on the PlayStation version that I got like 50 or 60 hours in. Like, I still haven't made it to the job class section. Like, I'm about 20 hours in. And I'm close. I'm almost there. I think I may have just unlocked, like, the job thingy, but I just haven't gone to that island yet. And yeah, it takes a while. It's slow, but that's kind of what I like about it.
So you mentioned Dragon Quest Builders. Two things. Is that out? And is your plan to play it or pick it up once you finish Dragon Quest VII?
It's out. It came out this past week. I want to get the PS4 version. I'm waiting for, like, I don't know. I'm trying to budget my game release, like, prices. Like, all of the new games are about to come out. And I want the PS4 version. I decided, like, I played the Vita demo, and it's all right. But I figured, like, I could just play the PS4 version remote play on my Vita. Like, I'm not going to be taking my Vita around everywhere, so who cares? But, like, I don't know. I still have Dragon Quest VII, and this game does play totally differently, but I feel like I should save my money and maybe wait for, like, Christmas sales for somebody to buy it for me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That would,
like,
be
I'm terrible at presents and, like, what to get for me. So I am, like, 30, above 30, and I still ask for video games. It's fucking sad, but I don't give a shit.
It's like me. It's that awkward thing of, if I want something, it's most likely going to be a video game thing, and I'll probably buy it myself because I'm following this thing a lot more closely than you, so I know when there's going to be a good sale.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just give me some Amazon gift cards or whatever. But yeah, like, I'm holding off for now, even though I know it is a good game and I want to play it. And yeah, I just have spent so much money on other games, and I want to buy Thumper now too. And yeah, there are too many video games.
Speaking of too many video games,
nice.
Jake, I think... Have you converted to the dark side? Have you joined us?
Why?
What is this great game that you're playing that is in the MOBA scene? Are you going to be pro esports?
No, I'm not playing. I'm not playing any more Smash Plus Grab.
Why can't you lead up the CLG team for Smash and Grab? Smash Plus Grab.
Because I'm 28.
That makes
Old
me
man
sad.
Jake.
And Smash Plus Grab is... It's sort of a MOBA.
A 13-year-old's game.
Describe it for me.
You go around... Okay, so you've got leaders, heroes, and you go around and you're in this place called Mall City, and you loot stores, and you fight the other team. And whoever has the most money at the end wins. And more stores open up as the round goes on that have, like, second, third, and fourth level items or a lot of money.
And what's the highest level item? I'm sorry to interrupt.
I'm just going down the checklist here. It's pretty fucking boilerplate. But
okay.
And the heroes have abilities like Q, E, and F.
Oh, do they have an ult?
Yep.
What?
Well, wait, no. Maybe I don't think... Oh. Maybe.
Well, so the character you are playing the most, what abilities and shit could he do?
Hey, Thousand's here.
Hey.
Hello.
I'm talking about Smash and Grab.
Oh.
The game that everybody was like, hey, this game is free this weekend, let's download it and play it, and I downloaded it and nobody else did.
Smash and Grab, right? Okay.
Smash and Grab. What kind of characters were there? Were you playing as a jungler? Were you a mid laner? Did you go duo bot?
I was a dude with a gun.
So AD carry, right?
And the second level thing for that is a nail gun. And then you get a crossbow, which is not very good. And then the last one's a shotgun that is also not very good.
So you could, like, upgrade your weapons. That's kind of cool. Cool.
And then you got, like, a little posse that follows you around. But, and then, like, your the other leaders on your team also have a posse that follows them around. And then if you win fights, you get money. So, that, yeah.
So how much does this cost? Did you you mentioned it was free for the weekend or something, right?
I believe it's $15. Let me look.
So not in the true spirit of a MOBA.
Is it perhaps a Sunday-Monday night combat? Sunday-Monday night combat?
That could be more... That's a comparative thing. Were there creeps? Yeah, I guess the posses are your creeps, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, except they stay with you. They don't...
What do you use the money for? Like, I think I saw from...
You use the money to win.
Oh! You don't buy anything with it at all?
As far as I can tell, no.
Weird, huh?
Can you, it's like, hand off the money to someone else? So, like, you just have one holding it?
When you collect it, you just collect it. You don't have to take it anywhere. It's like you bust down, like, a gold shop's window or something, and you just sit there and hold right-click, and you ransack the storefront part of it.
Oh.
And then your money racks up. And then while you're doing that, somebody else can come up on you and attack you.
But you don't, like, explode on coins. You don't lose your coins.
Right.
Okay.
Huh.
It is... Oh, damn, it is normally $20.
Well.
Oh, so it's not free to play? It's not a free to play
game?
It
is not free to play.
Huh.
It is free this weekend.
Yeah, I don't know.
For the weekend.
I mean, I like it. When I was watching it, it kind of reminded me of that upcoming Ubisoft game that's knights and Vikings and they're fighting each other. It kind of reminded me of that.
For Honor.
There you go. And it reminded me of that, so I thought the combat looked pretty cool, but it didn't seem very
combat. The combat is way less complicated.
The combat
is just
click mouse one a bunch.
I guess. It just looked like, I don't know, so it looked interesting, but not $20 worth. Like, there's no depth from what I'm hearing.
Like, well, sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry. Like, the animations look like For Honor. Like, the animations look weighty. Like, those are some fancy, like, shovel swinging animations. Like, those are crazy looking and fancy. They don't necessarily look like a $20 game or whatever, but yeah, I don't know about the gameplay.
I'm looking at the Steam page, and like during the trailer, it looks like the logo said Smash and Crab.
That would be a game I'd play. Smashing some crabs. With some butter, maybe. No? Okay.
Claws.
Yes. Metal.
Yes, like in the wrestling event. It was very sad. He lost his claws.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I'm sorry.
Weird wrestling thing you went to.
Slamhane. It was a tragedy.
A tragedy. A modern day tragedy appeared on the stage.
But yeah, I don't know about this game. I would maybe play it for free, but that's probably it. I'm sorry.
It's a hell of an idea. Like, it's interesting. I don't think I've ever thought of this, so it's like kind of an original idea. I just hope they develop it more. I guess it's an early access game, so they are going to develop it more. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Speaking of crabs that you find on the beach, how is your pro surfing going?
That was a hell of a segue.
Yep.
You made it work, though.
How's your CSGO going? Go.
CSGO is going.
Is it going?
I watched Thoudin play some comp matches.
Yeah, that was great. I'm doing great, aren't I? Aren't I great?
Wait, were you coaching?
No, I was just watching. I don't think he knew I was watching, and I was watching.
I was bad, probably.
Creeping.
Let's just put it that way. You have a lot to learn.
Hey, sometimes I've done really well, and other times, not so much. Not so much.
Have you shouted at have you shouted at Albie enough that he's now talking to the team? Or are you still sitting in silence, Thadden?
I still talk. I talk to the team. I call out, like, Heaven. I know that one. Long
Oh,
day.
you played Nuke then, huh?
Squeaky.
I know that. Yeah, that's a call out, yep.
Double Doors, there's one.
Double Doors, yep.
Forklift?
Yeah, Forklift. You're playing Cash. There is a Forklift on Cash.
What other maps are there? I can't remember.
That's everywhere.
Of course. I mean, that's everywhere. They spawn everywhere. They're everywhere. Yeah, I don't know.
Connector.
That's one I've heard before. Apartments or apps?
Yep, or apps. Yep. This is riveting content. Just going through map callouts.
Palace? Have you ever been there?
Yep. Palace. Great. I go to Palace a lot on Mirage, and I usually get shot by somebody who is opping from Jungle.
Jungle. Oh, right, yeah. Okay.
Jungle right. Goes into Sniper's
jungle.
Nest.
Yep. Uh-huh. Okay. Jungle. Okay.
Is that jungling?
Yes, you jungle in the jungle. And then you gotta push down lane and don't feed. Don't ever feed.
You would be surprised at the layout of Counter-Strike maps. There are very predefined lanes, basically. Like, that's what makes Dust 2 such a classic map, is there's a middle lane, and there's two right, there's two lanes on the sides, and there's ways to get between those two.
I'm probably going to get the rank of 3 stars. I don't know what that is. But that's who I'm
You are
playing
not going to be placed in Gold Nova 3.
Gold Nova 3, and when I come
you are
in here
not,
tomorrow.
You are not. If you get placed in the Gold Nova 3, I'm going to be pissed.
I would be great. Wouldn't it be great, though? Wouldn't you be excited for me? Wouldn't that be great, bud?
I would be mad.
How
because
far
then if I
it would be
you,
great content, then.
How far away would he be to Eagle Nova Scout thing? The Eagle.
Now you're just making shit up.
Echo 1, 3, 4. Nine or five.
Master Eagle Sergeant, right? Is that it?
Global Elite. Global Elite.
No, you're very far away from Global Elite.
I'm getting offers as we speak. I'm joining some team. Optics?
Cloud9.
That's not how you get on a pro team, by the way.
Great.
you do not hit Global Elite and then get an offer from a team.
Of course you do. I mean, what's
that's
the
how
point
it works, right?
You have to go play ESDA for that.
Oh, okay.
What's
ESDA?
That's like hardcore CS, like super tryhards, like people trying to go pro. So like 128 tick servers. I believe they play knife rounds to decide who starts on which side, like kind of like a coin flip.
Wow.
There's actual overtime, which there isn't in Valve matchmaking. It just if you get 15-15, it's just a tie and it's over.
So what you're saying is, I should go for extra life and play on ESA servers.
No.
People see how many people rage.
Okay. People get so
yes.
mad at you.
Yes, do that.
Okay.
If you get kicked from too many games, you get put on a cooldown. So, I mean, that'll probably last.
I've only
not
been
very
kicked
long.
From one game, sir, and that was not my fault.
Have you seriously gotten kicked from a game?
Yeah, of course I did. Of course I did.
Why?
Get angry at me. I don't know. I might have shot somebody in the head. I wasn't supposed to shoot in the head, but he came around a goddamn corner and I didn't see him. What was I supposed to do?
You say, oh shit, sorry, and then they don't get mad usually.
But I don't speak, aside for calling out things. That's all I do is call out
You must
out
have
things.
Done it on purpose then. No wonder they kicked you.
Dude, if I didn't get like an instant apology for somebody doing team damage, then they go on the shit list.
Okay. Well, that's probably it then.
that's usually how it works. From my experience, I do a lot of team damage sometimes. You know, nerves get kind of just on edge and I'm not watching my radar and somebody pops around the corner and I just tap them blah, once blah. Or twice. Like, oh, fuck. And then I go, oh, shit, my bad.
Whoopsies.
And that's usually it.
Yeah. We should play some more CS. I bet I can beat you. I bet I can beat you. look me in the face. Knives at gunpoint. I don't know. Knives at noon. High noon in the OK Corral.
1v1 me on AIM AK, and we'll talk later.
Okay. That's fun. That's good content, right? Me getting destroyed? That's always fun. Everybody likes that.
No, he wanted to get super destroyed. We would call friend of the show Midge, and
oh, God.
He would just dominate everybody.
Hey, I played against Midge, and I killed him a few times. It's all right. I do okay.
He's probably in the menus.
Don't underestimate me. Don't underestimate me.
I've seen you play comp, dude. Come on.
Don't underestimate me. You haven't seen anything. That was merely my first form.
I saw a lot of you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
One or two things here. Uh-huh. Slow down. Slow down and check your corners.
No.
Because you got killed so many times just blindly running in, making so much fucking noise.
Great.
And not looking in any corners or anything and just getting shot in the back.
I've won 8 games.
And keep your crosshairs up, too.
I've only lost a few games. What can I do?
Get your crosshairs off the ground. That's a common thing that happens.
Eyes up, soldier.
Eyes on the field.
Gotta keep those crosshairs at headshot level, man. So then all you gotta do is just aim left and right. You don't have to up and down.
Okay, we can move along from let's all bash a thousand.
Have you played anything else, though?
No, it's the best.
You want me to tell you about the other games I played? I played some Fallout Shelter. That's a game.
No, it's not.
No, it's really not, though. It's
a Tamagotchi.
It drains all my battery on my phone. I can only play it for 2 minute bursts at a time. It's bad.
Albie, we gotta get into a surf server.
Yeah,
teach you how to surf.
Let's surf together.
That's an old school art.
Will people yell at me if I yell "Calabunga" in the thing?
No, people will probably laugh.
Okay,
because I don't know, the big surf servers are just pretty laid back. People just talk about whatever, which can get kind of fucking ridiculous.
We should do that.
Like,
after
I've got
show.
I've got some videos of just random discussions people would have, but they're like 40 minutes long and probably not worth watching. So,
okay.
Here's a quick thing. I think I asked you this ages ago on the pod, like, and you mentioned
Counter-Strike. Don't call it that.
Oh God, what?
Don't call it that.
Okay.
We had this discussion last week.
We did. And I said, like, where you do your surfing, and I think you said ages ago that you do it on Source and not Counter-Strike Go. Is now
it's a lot better now on Global Offensive. So that's where I surf now. Like they have fixed a lot of the maps.
Was it just like weird physics and stuff just not reacting properly?
Yeah, because the physics in Counter-Strike Global Offensive are a little bit different than Source, even though they're on the same engine. Technically, you could take a map from Counter-Strike 1.6, which is a .bsp file, and just load it into Counter-Strike Global Offensive. But it'd be janky as hell.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I just only noticed that now that you are mentioning Go surfing.
Go surfing.
Yeah.
Anything else, Thaladin, besides wasting your time?
Oh, okay. I see how you feel about Fallout. I see. All right. I've been playing Overwatch. Does that count? Have you already talked about Overwatch?
Yeah.
Yep, you missed it.
Okay.
Well, what's your big anecdote takeaway? Yeah.
Yo, I like Horde mode a bunch. Put that back in. I like Horde mode. Please put it all. Put tons of modes in. Thank you. That's all.
We heard
give me randomizer.
Yeah, like you didn't get the door damage. And yeah, random hero needs to be like a permanent mode. Yes.
Seriously, I'd play that a lot.
I got the door. I got the no damage to medium.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
I know. Sure. It was great. It was great. It was difficult. I got to do hard now. That's hard.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
No, we don't.
We need to do it, though. I need to do it.
And
that's all the games I play.
Get me the medium achievement. Carry me, Thaladin.
Okay. Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
I can do that. Let's get friend
he'll
of the show Rain.
He'll carry you like he's going to get carried to Silver One.
Like Jesus. I want to see one set of footprints in the sand.
Speaking of footprints in the sand, I have been making footprints in the sand in the new Tomb Raider game. I can never remember the name of it.
Rise of the Tomb Raider. New one.
Yeah, that one.
Tomb Raider, the new one.
The one that was on Xbox One, like, last year that no one cared about, because it was on Xbox One. Yeah, that game.
Oh, got him.
On, like, a super nice PC with a 1070 and stuff is so good. It just looks super awesome. Barely ever drops lower than 60 frames. I can max out the Tress FX hair tech, so Lara's hair is so good. Triple H wishes he was in a physics engine like this for his hair. Yeah, this. I've only played like 2 hours
and
of it,
for other reasons, so he doesn't fly off into the stands and die.
True. I've only played sort of 2 hours of this game because I keep getting distracted with other things, but it's such a nice looking game. And I really liked that last Tomb Raider, and it just seems like a lot more of that, but with more sort of vault finding and treasure finding, so I'm down for that.
Okay. That's interesting.
Have you guys played this one?
No, but I want to. Nope. Yeah, like, this one had that trailer with all the neck stabbing in E3, and I wanted to play it. And I think they added some, like, dungeon kind of mode or something, too.
Right, yeah. There's some, like,
and that sounded cool.
Some weird, like, horde mode or, like, zombie mode or something that they added in this, like, Game of the Year edition that you can get if you want.
Hmm. Okay.
But yeah, that's... It's only 2 hours I've played, but I would say if you have a top-end PC and you want all of the good-looking Tomb Raider game and you like the old one, you should probably pick it up when it's cheap if you can, because it's been out for a while on PC, so you should be able to find it cheap. And
sweet,
the other game that I've been playing that also starts with the letter T, yesterday I had a hankering to pick up some Wii U games. So I went down to my local GameStop equivalent.
Like, physically pick up?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. How else am I going to get them? Thank you, Nintendo. And
oh.
I picked up Tokyo Mirage Sessions, hashtag FE.
Oh.
Or is it good. Cross FE?
Or isn't it musical
sharp.
Note?
Sharp.
Yeah, it's
FE.
A sharp, that's
yeah.
It.
Yeah.
So hashtag FE is... It's a really good game. It's made
it's
by
Atlas. It's a lie!
It's kind of made by Atlas, and it was originally meant to be like Shin Megami Tensei cross Fire Emblem. So that's where FE comes from. And I don't know if there's any like proper Fire Emblem lore or whatever in it other than...
Yeah.
Oh, there is? Other than like
late
your personas.
Game, there is. Yeah, okay. Like late game they get into it and what's up with the Fire Emblem shit, but it's, yeah, lot late.
Okay, because early on you like obviously get your personas are all Fire Emblem characters. Say Krom, you've got Krom and a bunch of the others which aren't really in Awakening, which is the only Fire Emblem I've played. But that doesn't matter because the game looks great. It's got a fun, awesome setting to it. I've played about 3 hours, and I swear I've actually played dungeon-wise like 20 minutes and watched about 30 minutes of anime, so this game is perfect.
Yeah, anime!
I'm not even shitting you, most of the cutscenes are like all animated out, usually with a music video or something.
Yep.
It's a really cool game so far. I plan to play more when this podcast is over.
Has it made you excited for the next Persona?
Not really.
Some of the menu designs, goes along with it.
Okay. I already was excited for Persona 5.
Has it made you more excited?
Yes and no. Yes, in the sense that it looks cool and the music's cool and whatnot. No, in the sense that the menu stuff... is really unique to the Wii U with the, like, second screen, because they use that second screen quite well with some weird, dumb, like, messaging app, or you can totally have the map on the second screen,
yeah,
which is really useful. And yeah, even...
Oh, I was just going to say, like, people talk about having the map on the second screen as, like, a lazy thing for using the second screen, but it's super fucking useful in that game. Sorry.
Yeah. And, like, when you get into a battle or something, you can totally see the turn order, status effects, like, if they're weak or resistant to things. Once you find that out on the second screen, you can see what people are holding, what skills they have, how much health, all that sort of stuff on the second screen. So the main screen just looks a little bit cleaner, and it's just overall a whole better experience. So you don't have to go into menus to go, oh, what is this guy resistant to again? Stuff like that. Just such a good UI system that can only really be done on the Wii U currently. So that's why... Yes, I am excited for P5 from this, from what I've played of this so far, but also not.
Okay.
Sounds like you finished it, Mary. What, does it
nope.
hold up?
Oh, no, I haven't finished it. I still need to before the year is over, because it's definitely, like, a super great game, and it has great pacing, and, yeah, great side quests, all that shit.
Is it a game of the year contender, perhaps?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, again, 3 hours, but those 3 hours were really good.
Okay.
How long have you taken so far, Mary, I should say?
Oh, I'm terrible about finishing games, so take this with a grain of salt. I think I was in, like, the 6th chapter. I'm not sure out of how many chapters, but they were starting to get into, like, the Fire Emblem stuff and how exactly they came into the regular world with all these pop stars and blah, blah, blah. They were starting to get into it, but also the dungeons were getting more puzzly and complicated, and that was kind of, like, annoying a little bit. Like,
right.
I got to this TV station puzzle, and it was like, okay, time to go to the internet and look at a guide, because this is too annoying. But that's, like, the only time I've found that happen so far in the game, and I think I'm still in that dungeon, so that's the only reason I haven't gotten further. That and, like, all of these new games always constantly coming out, but it's definitely one I need to go back to and finish, because it's good. It's not like Xenoblade Chronicles on the Wii U, where I'm just like, why am I playing this? Like, it's super entertaining the whole time when I'm doing it, so...
How many hours, though, if you can remember?
Ooh, I would guess around 45 to 50, I think, right now. I don't know. I was taking my time, though. I was trying to do every single side quest, like, as they came up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that as well. It doesn't look like too much of an issue to do that, because I don't think it goes too deep persona-wise, where you have to do this on this day and this on that day. I think it's a lot easier to play through, right? Am I right with that?
Well, there's a little bit with the weapon crafting and enhancing skills, and sometimes you have to remake, like, +3, +4 versions of the weapons if you want to make your skills all fancy and plus leveled up. And sometimes you will have to do that because there isn't a new weapon you can craft right now anyway, and you still want to be earning skills, like, constantly. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't really seem to get super bogged down and, like, you have to have this skill from this, like, specced up, like, character or anything so far, but I also haven't really messed around with the class change system super hard either, which also kind of recently unlocked, like, 40 hours into the game. So yeah, like, that game's keeps going and they keep adding shit to it, and I don't think they, like, stop with that until the actual game is over, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah,
but yeah, I need to beat it.
Yeah, I'll probably try to play a lot of that throughout the next week, this next week. See how far I get, which probably won't be very far.
I mean, that is a pretty good RPG to play in, like, big multi-hour chunks because shit just goes. Like, you're right. Not sitting there grinding in a boring area for a long time.
Yeah, it didn't look like it at the time. It's not like I need to grind this for this certain weapon or I need these personas so I can upgrade this thing. It seems a lot more intuitive, at least, in that regard.
Well, you do have to backtrack to certain dungeons to, like, get materials to craft items later on, kind of. But you also have to backtrack to those dungeons to do the side quests as well, so it's not that big of a deal.
Okay. And from at least the first side quest I picked up, it was like, hey, this doesn't quite time out, so you can start this and finish this as you please. So that's good. That's a good thing that I noticed.
Yeah, like, that's a good thing about the game. Like, it'll tell you when it's about to shift over and cut stuff off, too.
Okay, cool. And another thing I noticed, which I guess it's going to, like, transfer over to Persona 5 as well, is it's kind of, the save system is something I noticed is half still in that old design of you have to, there's no real auto saves, you have to manually save it, but it allows you to save it almost any way you want, essentially. As long as you're not in a cutscene or stuck in a talking loop, you can save the game. So it's kind of...
Which is good. Yeah, because yeah, you really need to. Good.
Yeah, I've been saving a lot and often.
Yeah, because if you don't save, then you will encounter a savage enemy and you will get a game over and you will get mad and then maybe not come back to the game for a little while. Oopsie doodle.
I see.
That also happens too. Yeah, like I'll be like, fuck this. I'll play Overwatch against medium bots. That's easy as shit.
Yeah, Tokyo Mirage Sessions, another awesome game on the Wii U that probably only like 10,000 people will play.
That's a shame. I might get a Wii U at some point. Now it's gonna get cheap.
Check Black
Great
Friday.
Time to buy in.
Yeah.
When are they gonna announce NX stuff? Like, what the hell?
Never. It doesn't exist.
I heard.
What are you talking about?
That'd be funny if it didn't. It was just like, nah, they got mess with us. Legend of Zelda's coming out for PC. You're playing that on a laptop.
Oh my god. I might. That'd be really alright with me, though.
I swear I heard some, like, isn't there meant to be a Nintendo Direct anniversary, like, end of this month occurring, right?
Yes.
There have been rumors floating around lately. Yeah.
I thought that was the time. Oh well.
I mean, you would hope they'd do it this year, right?
Yeah. Sure. Well, didn't they estimate it has to come out March or something?
I mean, like, they could just
they
go
said
March
that
and
before.
Say, there it is.
End of fiscal year or something, which is like March next year.
March 31st is like the end of the fiscal year. So yeah, like, I don't know if they're going to announce it before Christmas or after Christmas or what, but yeah, it's weird.
At some point they will. Hopefully. Maybe. Who knows?
Nobody.
I have no idea what that thing is. I don't even. It's so many rumors now that I can't even tell which way is up with that stuff. So we'll see. At some point.
Still hope it's a 3DS / Wii U thing.
That'd be the smart way to go.
We'll never know.
Yep, we'll never know.
Because it doesn't exist.
Because when Donald Trump wins the election, it's all going to end. Yep. We'll never get our hands on it. It's going to happen.
I'll turn myself into vapeware.
Jesus.
No, I'm just joking.
Let's move on to news. How about that?
Also, I already existed at one point, so that's impossible.
Okay.
Or did I?
We need a song.
We need a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da vaporware news.
Steam Dev Days. New Vive controller prototypes.
Yay!
New all sorts of prototypes. Lighthouses.
Steam is adding PlayStation 4 controller support. Yes.
I'm alright with that. That's cool. I
don't have to use any bullshit things anymore.
So
like software.
I can ignore DS4 windows or something. It's going to use the.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's the idea. Steam controller unless you're playing API. Something on. Yeah.
GOG or
Perfect.
Whatever.
Okay.
Is the new DualShock really good? The PlayStation 4 controller? Is it?
It's comfy, and the D-pad doesn't suck ass.
I use a PlayStation 3 controller for all the stuff. Maybe I should pick up a PlayStation 4 controller at some point.
I don't like the PS3 thumbsticks. They're weird. Mm-hmm. They're the wrong way around. They like your finger slides off it, and then also the triggers, L2, R2. They're also the wrong way around.
I just like the fatter handles. Like, it makes my hands hurt less.
Okay.
I put Xbox One thumbsticks on my DualShock 4, and it's pretty awesome.
Wow.
Man, I have to buy those lame-ass aftermarket, like, thumbstick nipple cover thingies, like, because I have long nails, and they cut into, like, the analog sticks, and it looks fucking gross. It's lame. Or replace the actual sticks themselves and take apart the controllers, and that's also lame.
Except it's super easy, like I've talked about.
Yeah, and then you DualShock can make them blue. And it looks cool.
Or just go on eBay and buy some Xbox One thumbsticks for like $2.
Thank you, China.
And they just drop on there.
So, can I say the thing I think about the Vive now?
Okay.
Yes.
Can I say that if we're going to do categories for the end of the year stuff, VR might want to go in there? Can I say
category?
That?
Like
what? Most disappointing thing of the year?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that.
I think No Man's Sky wins that.
I don't know, man.
Unless one of these games that's coming out in the next couple months is just awful.
I mean, No Man's Sky didn't want to make me throw up, so...
I
haven't tried real VR, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just all the it's like, I guess after PlayStation VR came out, I don't know. Even with the Vive controller, I just kind of went like, oh, VR stuff, right? I don't know. It's kind of an upsetting situation where I feel like, oh, well, I'm never going to get the Vive right now. Like, it's...
Yeah, like, once they announce these, like, they're working on a new lighthouse, like, base station, and they showed, like, prototype controllers, I was like, well, I guess I should wait to buy a Vive, because, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think that's the thing that makes me most, like, oh, no, I'm not going to get into VR, is... You're going to spend a lot of money on VR, and there's no real sense of how long the cycles will last, how long before a new headset is out, like, where is the, I don't know, when's the point
where
we go to a new console
software?
Yeah, I mean, that too, but I'm thinking more of, like, console generation thing, like, when is the next time they're going to make a Vive 2 or something like that? It makes that conversation of trying to buy VR really difficult now. Because it's just so, I don't know, no one knows what's going on. No one knows what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's an expensive purchase, so at least for me, like, it's automatically one you would research anyway. So making an informed, like, purchasing decision, I don't know. Like, there's never a right time to spend $800 on a computer peripheral. I don't know.
That's also a good point. So how about that there Steam Link being built into Samsung TVs?
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, I thought.
It's cool because my Samsung TV handles HDMI handshaking like garbage. So that would be good if it's built in and everything.
Yeah, I think that would be pretty cool. For those of you with Wi-Fi, right? You have to have Wi-Fi for that. You can't just build it in or something like that.
Where the main TV is downstairs in this house, it's a Wi-Fi dead zone. So it's cool. I agree, that's awesome, but it's like of no use to me, sadly. Plus, I don't have a Samsung TV.
I'm not buying a new TV just to have like Steam Link built in or whatever.
I got a perfectly good TV with HDMI inputs, so.
Well, hopefully this will be like a kind of trend, and you'll start seeing Steam Link on a bunch of other TVs too, and eventually just be a built-in thing that you're like, oh yeah,
totally,
because that's cool.
Yeah, that would be great if like video games and anime are built into my TV when I buy it.
Anime built-in Crunchyroll.
Mm-hmm. YouTube. I mean, every TV has YouTube now.
Yep.
Why not anime?
I even have a TV that has YouTube on it.
Yeah. My TV will play media files off of the USB. It's crazy.
That's cool.
But now all media files are like too complicated codec-wise to play anything off of there, so it's useless.
My TV has Plex support.
I use Kodi.
It's pretty cool.
Kodi? What?
XBMC. Nobody calls it that.
Oh, okay. So how about we talk about our next news story?
Okay.
And that is the most important news story.
No.
Red Dead Redemption. Yo, guys. There's a new Red Dead coming
out. Red Dead Remaster.
Are you kidding me? Really? They come out and said that while I was gone? God.
Oh, did they?
No. Oh, did they? Oh, okay.
I can't take credit for that joke.
But it's so exciting. What could it possibly be?
It's going to be a new remaster. Game? It's going to be a remaster.
Yeah.
Or a re-release.
It better
or something.
Not be like it's. Been
I'm okay
so
with that
long.
Because it come. That means it. That means PC maybe.
Yeah, finally. That's fair.
I guess yeah. And I didn't ever beat that game. Like I quit when I got to Mexico. So I guess.
I don't know. I would rather a new game, but I wouldn't be like vitriolically angry if they came out with a remaster. I mean, I just see people angry, but not massively so.
I see people just getting hype over a JPEG of a Rockstar logo.
Right. Yeah,
and
it's
like,
red.
I'm like, it's red. So what?
Yeah.
They're like, new Red Dead game. Red Dead Get Redemption it? 3 is coming out. And I'm,
it's
going to be a fucking remaster.
Give me Bully.
That's never going to happen.
Give me Bully 2. Give me Bully 2. Or L.A. Noire. I like that one. I like that too. Whichever one you want to give me. L.A. Noir or Bully?
N.Y. Noir.
N.Y. Noir?
Get it? Yeah.
Ah.
New York, yeah. And it's actually set in New Jersey.
What?
But it's got the New York name because it's New York.
Set it in California wine country and drink peanut noir.
Great. That's perfect.
So our actual next news story... Sony's going to publish at least 5 smartphone games in 2018.
Yep.
Yay.
Because
Pokemon Go made a lot of money. Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're like, oh man, we got to get on the Nintendo thing, man. They're doing great.
Let's put that Crash money. Bandicoot on a phone.
Yeah, like they said, this is probably going to be mainly for like Japan and Asia or whatever. But I don't even know like what they would put like franchise wise on cell phones over there, other than like Doko Demo Ishio or whatever, like that PlayStation Cat thing.
The new Rockstar game is Red Dead Reception and is coming to mobile.
And it's just a horror game.
Just
you
brought
call
that one.
People and they spook you over the phone.
I'm going to give myself a high five for that one.
Nice work. Man, I don't know. I bet this comes down for somebody else at Sony that's not ahead of like a games division. It was like, hey, you guys should go and
money.
Make that there. Look at that much money they're making. Why aren't we making that money? Yep. Why is our movie side failing so hard at everything they do? We got to make up for something.
The emoji movie. Maybe they'll make a game for that emoji movie and you can just put emoji in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Tell me that's not a real thing.
The emoji movie is a thing.
And it's being made by Sony, so yeah.
Oh, no.
I'll have you know it's now called Emoji Movie : Express Yourself.
Good goodness. Goodness.
Just...
I know how I can express myself about the emoji movie, and it involves a smiling
poop.
What? Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of excited. I need a new smartphone game, I guess, but this is probably not going to be what I'm looking for. I'm just going to be honest.
I deleted the PlayStation mobile app because it was worthless.
I deleted Pokemon Go a while ago because that's
worthless
now
too. Yeah,
I did that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
In our next news story, let's talk about some esports.
Okay.
Let's talk about this here this here study, this here thing they've done. Esports is... Whoa.
Esports is real.
Esports is real. Esports viewers watch less traditional sports in favor of esports. So that means you're looting these sports. They're getting messed up by esports.
So I read, when I initially read this thing, I assumed it was saying that esports viewers watch, say, less soccer or football and more dodgeball and paintball. Like less traditional sports.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, of course we do. We fucking watch esports.
Watch F1 racing.
Yeah. Or Formula E.
Like the weird shit. Yeah. It's true.
Huh. That's interesting.
But yeah, no, this is totally more like we don't watch real people playing sports. We watch computer people or real people controlling computer people in sports.
And sometimes computer people. Who knows?
Yeah, bots.
That's interesting. I wonder how much that's related to all the concussion stuff that's been going on lately in a few sports, and how much is that affecting it? Like people going, "Oh, well, this is all gonna go bad at some point."
I don't know about that.
I don't think that has anything to do with it.
No.
Don't think so?
I mean,
I think it's just that esports are getting bigger and bigger. Right. There's Counter-Strike. Counter-Strike is on TBS. That starts again next week, by the way.
But, like, I know, like, anecdotally, like, I know, like, for friends that are having kids and stuff, they always talk about how they're never going to let them participate in football because of that traumatic brain injury shit. And when you don't get to play real sports, you spend more time inside playing fake sports, so it makes sense to me.
And like, real talk, like, it's a lot easier on your body and everything to just learn esports or like watch esports than learn football or rugby or soccer or something. So you're going to get hit. You're going to take physical beatdowns if you like learn those kinds of games, as Mary's saying.
Whereas
instead, playing League of Legends, you can watch someone that was kind of just futzing around in Dota 2, played a shit ton of hours in it, and then got big, and, like, besides maybe his reaction speeds and stuff, he's not really, like, a physical specimen or anything. It's a lot easier to relate to an esports player.
And it's a lot easier to get, like, actual, like, tips off of, kind of, in a weird way as well. Like, yeah, if you see somebody do some, like, insane header into a goal or whatever, like, just because you watch that doesn't mean you're going to be able to pull that off.
Exactly.
But if I watch, like, some Papa Pro Play, like, pinball tutorial videos, like, oh, I suddenly understand how to get that ramp shot. So it's, I don't know, it's weird.
And I mean, there's also something to be said for, you know, esports is on all the time, pretty much. Like, you can find that thing always happening.
Right.
Like, this practice, yep. Like, players just playing on Twitch or something like that. There is always something happening in esports. So it's much easier for people to, like, go, like, oh, man, I need my sports fix. Let's go watch esports. Let's go do that.
Yeah, like, I don't have to turn on the TV Sunday night and make time for this. Like, I can just do it whenever the fuck I want, basically.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. It's an interesting study. It's interesting. All right, in our next news story, let's talk about, oh god, why is King of Fighters coming to Japanese arcades?
Well, it's kind of a roundabout way. Like, there's this Taito arcade cabinet that will let you, like, download all sorts of titles, like Boz Blue, and, like, Arcana Heart and all this other kind of shit. And soon you'll be able to download and play King of Fighters 14 on there as well. So technically, like, King of Fighters will be an arcade game. And that's another game that I want to get eventually that I want to play, but I don't want to spend $60 on. So, yeah.
Okay.
Like, if I could play that in the arcade instead of spending $60, that would be way more manageable.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, and hopefully that builds like more of a competitive scene over there, because in Japan, like if you're not in the arcade, like that's pretty big detriment still over there at least.
Really?
So hopefully, yeah, hopefully like I want fucking King of Fighters to be a big deal again. I don't know. I want a Last Blade 3, and I'm not helping because I didn't buy it, but whatever. I like Iori.
I mean, I think if there's ever a time where another fighting game could come through with how bad Street Fighters look, now or never.
I mean, I hope that's not the reason why it would be successful, because I feel bad about Street Fighter V. Like, I hope there's a good version of Street Fighter V eventually.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know. I feel like that's... It makes it much easier for King of Fighters to be very successful if Street Fighter is doing...
For sure.
Poorly. Not that anybody would want that, but...
King of Fighter, like, play is very regional, too, so... Whatever, it depends on where you live, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. In our final news story, I guess we can kind of loop in all the PlayStation VR stuff.
Sure.
PlayStation VR Cinema Mode works with PC, Xbox, and Wii U.
So that's like, if the game's not quite VR compatible or whatever, it just sort of projects a giant cinema screen in front of you inside the PSVR. People have found that if you connect the USB of the PSVR to the PS4 to allow it to handshake to go, okay, this is a PSVR, but then hook up the HDMI and whatever to PC, Wii U, whatever, it'll actually project the output of the PC or the Wii U and stuff on that giant cinema screen.
Neat.
So yeah. I guess the idea of PlayStation VR working on PC at some point is not that far off. It's not like an impossibility.
No, that's not what that means.
It is what it means, right?
Yes.
Because it's a proprietary connector, isn't it?
It's got that breakout box, though. That's the thing. So you still need that breakout box. The only thing that isn't connected to the PC or anything is the USB, which people are suggesting does the handshaking to the PS4 to go, I'm a PSVR, I'm going to do PSVR things. Here, use this HDMI source, and it's actually the HDMI from the PC. So, maybe someone could hack that breakout box and put a mod like PCB inside there and have it work with the PC or something, with like some five games, but...
It would take a lot of extra effort, for sure, yeah.
What, you know, the people who do VR all the time do that extra effort. If there's a chance something works. And from what everybody said about PlayStation VR being, like, one of the most comfortable headsets and all the kind of stuff around it being kind of interesting, I could maybe see it happening. It's more than this will never happen, right? It's more than that.
Sure.
True.
Just buying this, it is kind of neat, like... You can just plug in whatever and have like a little mini headset. Like it won't be 3D or whatever, but you can still use it as a viewing input.
Right. Like instead of a 24-inch screen. Granted, that 24-inch screen in front of you is going to be a higher res and it's going to have a cleaner refresh rate and stuff. But But at least you can, if you want the dumb stuff, you can look at a giant 80-inch screen or something in VR.
This way you can play Senran Kagura and no one else can see.
And get, like, 24
You can do your
boobs.
Own private peach beach splashing or whatever the fuck.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
I think that's a PS4 game. Hopefully that's just PSVR included. I get the full 3D experience.
I would imagine they would include some kind of mode, because why not?
I'm saying it now. If that game is PSVR like worthy and plays properly like PSVR, and it's not just the dressing room mode or some bullshit, I'll buy a PSVR.
That's what
for
it's
that.
Gonna be, though.
Oh, you'll buy a PlayStation VR for that? Really?
That's why I put the declaratives. If I can play that game properly in a PSVR VR style, I'll buy a PSVR and that game.
Well, I'm glad to break some news for you because it does have PSVR support. So,
well, you get the PlayStation VR. You said it here first. There we go.
Good thing I'm editing this.
Oh. You won't remember to come back and edit this. No, come on, wait. Come on now. You trapped yourself. You played yourself. So yeah, PlayStation VR. That's something that still
questionable value. That's like all of VR basically. Like if you have the money and you want some novelty, okay, go nuts. But yeah.
Such a shame. Really, it is. Like if they could just have gotten the tracking down, it would have I would have went in for that, man. I don't know. That's sad.
Just wait for the PlayStation Pro to come out. It'll be all better. I don't know.
If that happens, oh my god.
I doubt it. And if it did, like, I could imagine some people being pissed off by that very much so.
Yeah, I could too. There'd be something, wouldn't it? So yeah, VR. That's going to go on our most disappointing of the year list. If we're going to have that conversation at the end of this year, I'm going to put VR on there. Just so we can have that conversation. Because I want to have that conversation. All right. Good. All right. We all agree. Good.
Yes. Yes. Sure. Whatever you said.
So our final piece of big news. Turok 2, everybody. It's coming.
Sweet.
What?
For PC?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Is that one studio making it again? Like they made the first one for PC? Night something.
Night Dive Studios.
Yeah. The guys who resurrect old shit, which is cool.
Maybe.
Yep.
I can confirm now it is Night Dive Studios. That'd be cool. I'm okay with a new Turok. People like those dinosaurs now.
It's not a new one. It's just.
Oh.
It's an HD remaster for the computer, so maybe it doesn't look like total ass since it's not an N64 game anymore, technically.
Yeah, I played the first one that they put out for PC, and it's pretty good. Solid.
So, how about that their biggest piece of news?
There was no fucking news this week. That's why I talked about King of Fighters 4 being in arcades. Like, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
I mean, Steam Dev Days, I guess, was a big deal, but that's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. That's about it, really. That's all the news.
Yep, I think so.
I wanted to give Mary one chance here at the end. Because we did last week where we talked about what game are we looking forward to towards the end of this year. Mary, are we looking forward to any games at the end of this year?
Let me load up like a fucking Wikipedia list or some shit.
That's exactly what we did last week. So go right ahead.
Also, I could talk about Civilization. They're doing something cool where they have multiple leaders now. I thought that was pretty cool. Okay. Multiple leaders for one nation? I thought that was... Never mind. Beyond Good and Evil, that's free on Ubisoft if you want to go get that. I can just keep talking about these news stories I read on Reddit.
Yeah, fill time, go.
Senran Kagura Peach Beach Splash Special Edition is going to have one of those mouse pads. It's life-size.
Booby mouse pads? Life-size
booby mouse pad.
What?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Life-size? How does that even look like? Give me a link to that.
One scale, yeah. They don't have the preview image available.
Yeah. How do you make a mouse pad life-size? Well,
how do you fit it on your... I was going to say, how do you fit it on your desk? But the answer is, it's not going on your desk.
Where is it going,
though? Oh, Jesus.
But where
so
is it going,
So, video games
though?
That I want to play that are coming out. Berserk, that's coming out at the end of the month.
I told you guys she was going to be stoked for that.
Berserk, I do actually want to play that.
I do,
and,
too.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
That Dragon Quest, Dynasty Warriors was good, but I assume this is going to be more like Fist of the North Star Dynasty Warriors and way more Dynasty Warriors and more licensee and less, effort put into it. But I'll still probably like it. Also, World of Final Fantasy. Like, I think I will buy that. Like, I think that's basically where mm-hmm. my Dragon Quest Builders money is going into World of Final Fantasy instead, because
I saw some trailers of that. That actually looks really cute and interesting. What is that game?
A weird, like, more complicated Pokemon, basically.
What?
Yeah.
Catch myself a cloud. Yeah.
No, you're going to catch yourself a Bahamut. Oh, Bahamut.
Okay.
And get him a Bahamut Zero or something.
They got crazy gender swap versions of Shiva and Ifrit. Like, Shiva is a boy now and Ifrit is a girl. Awesome. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. No, I like that kind of bullshit, though, totally. So, yeah, I want that cutesy-ass game. And it's like Pokemon. And also, what is like Pokemon is Pokemon. I want the new Pokemon game still.
Oh, Pokemon.
Yeah. Sun and Moon. I'm going to buy the Moon version.
Yeah, sold on that then. Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
That'll be interesting to talk about.
Moon has the badass werewolf form of that stupid wolf Pokemon. Oh. And moons are cooler and bats are cooler. That's basically why. And I didn't buy, like, the remakes of Ruby and Sapphire because they took out, like, the clothes option. And that's back again. Like, you can buy clothes again. So, fuck it. I'll buy Pokemon again. Why not? Titanfall 2. I hope that's good. But I want to play more of it. I probably won't spend $60 on it.
Yep,
I'm sorry,
that's
Titanfall.
That's what we all said, too. Yep. Uh-huh.
Call of Duty, I want to play it, but I don't want to reserve to give a chance to play it. Fuck Mario Party.
You won't want to do Mario Party content?
No. Also, fuck this Harvest Moon. That's not a Harvest Moon game.
I agree.
Fantasy 15, of course. I'm going to pay $60 for that, of course.
I mean, who wouldn't? I would.
The hell of a game.
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, it'll probably run like ass, but I'm still going to buy it anyway. And that's probably it, really. I don't know about The Last Guardian. I'm not going to buy Yakuza 6 right away. I still haven't played 5, and I want to play 0 the most because it's set in the 80s. And that's basically it for the rest of the year.
You like dumb open world stuff. What are your thoughts on Watch Dogs 2?
It's interesting, but I don't give a shit about the story or characters, and I'm not sure if the gameplay is compelling enough for me to want to pay money for it.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a wait and see.
Yeah, like, it seems kind of like Mafia 3 for me. Like, if you're into the setting and all of that stuff, like, you can get over a lot of the gameplay limitations. Mm. But I'm not sure. Yeah, it's definitely a wait and see. Like, they haven't talked about spider tanks or anything yet, and that was, like, my favorite part of the first game. So, I don't know.
Okay. Cool.
And I still need to import Platinum Stars for Idolmaster on the PS4, but I haven't yet.
Well, all right. Okay. So, I think that's it as far as news and talk goes.
Yeah. I think so.
I've been your host.
No, you haven't, you liar.
You showed up like halfway through and took over.
Yes, that's me. Hello. I have something else to reveal. I'm the new hire for GameSpot. No, I'm not.
You had me like excited for like a millisecond.
Yeah,
but
always.
Cut it short way too fast. No. Also, you didn't plug shit. Like, you're a terrible, like, takeover host.
Takeover host. Send us your emails, ramsbag@gmail.com. We'll take anything. You want to send us pictures of clowns? That's something that's happening all the time. Send us those killer clown
pics. I said
anime
boobies earlier, so.
Okay.
Someone post what a life-sized mouse pad looks like.
Yeah, I'd take that email and go, what? That'd be interesting.
Huh?
I know what a life-size snake girl tail looks like, but...
What?
You guys don't remember that? The Monster Musume?
Oh, sure, but yeah. The tail?
I got a Monster Musume, like, snake lady car, by the way.
You got
Oh, yeah, that's in Forza Horizon 3. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That's weird. Anyway, yeah. We're gonna do streaming at some point, I assume. Check us out on Twitch. Roms over Baghdad. Twitch
oh crap!
Thing.
Oh crap! Oh crap! I forgot another game.
Okay.
What's Exist it? Archive. It's made by like Spike Chunsoft, the people who did Valkyrie Profile, like Tri-Ace. And it looks like Valkyrie Profile, the first game, not the second game. And it's set in like the modern day anime. And
oh.
All the characters look cool. And yeah, that's it. I'm sorry. I always forget about this fucking game. I think everybody does. I don't think anybody knows it exists. And it's probably not going to make any money. So I'm sorry.
Oh, all right.
That's rough.
Video games.
Check out Roms Over Baghdad YouTube Paradise. That's there.
Yeah.
You can go look at videos that we have made of things. Hit us up on Twitter. We're all there somewhere. You can probably find us somewhere on the site. Anything else?
I hear a kitty cat.
It always appears. There's always one.
Hi. Hi, Mary.
Aww.
Aww.
He's so cute.
Is he? Oh. I think that's been Roms Over Baghdad. I've been your takeover host, Thowden.
Life-size anime boobs!